We're going to do some last-minute shopping with our book critic, Alan Chuse. Needless to say, his friends and family can guess what they'll get from him. And this year, he says, he's proud of his selections.
Every year, I give my family books. What else? Sometimes I get it right, and they love what I pick out. Other years aren't so successful. But this time around, I'm trying something new. I got each one on the record, telling me what kind of book they wanted to read. I started with the hardest to please.
I'm Chris O'Shea, and I'm Alan Chuse's wife.
Chris is a choreographer turned psychotherapist, and she's got a lot to read for work, but she does try to make time for fiction.
I really love big, weighty, timeless novels.
For Chris, I've picked up a copy of Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. It's not that long, and it's fashionably dystopian, but it's got big, dramatically played-out themes and conjures up all sorts of great questions about the future of love and family in a world we would all hate to embrace. Next up, my son Josh and his wife Kara. They each had some specific requirements.
I'm Josh Schuss. I'm a creative director and a photographer. I like design books, music biographies.
Well, I know exactly what I'm going to give to Josh. Louis Armstrong, Master of Modernism by Thomas Brothers. It opens in 1922 on the train that Armstrong took from his native New Orleans to Chicago, and it never loses steam. The book is exact enough for music scholars and readable enough for the rest of us. Josh's wife, Kara, is a little harder. Kara's an actor with a really creative soul.
I like history and I like poetry.
Well, she's in luck. A brand new biography of the late 20th century poet Philip Larkin has just come out. It's by James Booth. It's called Philip Larkin, Life, Art, and Love. And it gives us the man and the poet at work. Larkin comes off as a troubled fellow, maybe even a jerk, but sometimes bad people make great art. And Larkin was a master of turning ordinary life into a great subject. My daughter-in-law, Anna, is a lawyer here in Washington.
My name is Anna Baldwin, and what I'm looking for is a really great collection of short stories.
That's a slam dunk, as they say in this town. One of the best collections of stories I've read in a long time came out this year, Something Rich and Strange by Ron Rash, and that's what I'll give Anna. Rash's stories usually take place in Appalachia. They're beautifully made short fiction about ordinary people in dire situations. They make you think about your own life. A story couldn't do more. And finally, here's my daughter Emma with a delightful request.
I'm always looking for a good book to read with my toddler. She'd probably ask for Where the Wild Things Are, but you can only read that so many times.
And you can only own so many copies. Well, it's not Wild Things or Goodnight Moon, but for a toddler learning her alphabet. The book is Once Upon an Alphabet by Oliver Jeffers, and it gives us a short story for each letter in the alphabet, beginning with A and a story about an astronaut, all the way to Z for a story about a zeppelin, with J and a jelly story, and P and a parsnip story and such in between. And if I've made the right choices, you'll all be glad you learned your alphabets, folks. Merry and happy, everybody, from my family to you and yours.
Reviewer Alan Chuse with some of his favorite books of the year.